Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with me, your host, Coach B. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is celebrating 3 years. Yes, 3 years. And let me tell you, it has been a journey. It really has. Again, I am Coach B. I am the host of Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show. And I am just so thrilled that we made it to the 3-year mark. And I'm going to tell you, it is only by God's grace. You see these beautiful faces behind me. These have been past guests. Some of the guests that have been on the show, God bless them. You know, each guest that comes on brings an inspiring and encouraging message to motivate you and to push you into your purpose and to help you to keep going and to not give up, but to keep looking up, right? So, you know, I just want to thank all of the past guests, all of the future guests, all of the listeners, all of the viewers, because you are what keeps it going, you know, and by God's grace. So thank you again. Like I said, we're celebrating 3 years. I'm absolutely excited about it. And, you know, today is a very special episode. I'm going to be sharing some of the beautiful letters that were sent in from around the world about the show and how we encourage and bless them. And for those that didn't have an opportunity to send in, you know, it's okay, because I see from the downloads and the views that you are out there, and that means the world to me. So I want to thank you for viewing and for listening each week. And please, you know, always share with your friends and your family. If it's a blessing to you, let it be a blessing. Spread the news, share it, so that we can grow and can continue to bring forth those messages that are transforming lives. So I want to also just get this out the way. We will be going on a break the month of April. That's my birthday month as well. So I'm going to try to do some things and, you know, just work on me and continue to take self-care. And we'll be back in May with brand new shows, brand new episodes, brand new guests coming to bring messages of hope and love. So please make sure you tune in. You can always catch the replays while we're off for the month of April. So just continue to stay connected and be encouraged with, you know, checking out the replays that we have from previous guests. So at this time, I would love to just share some of the beautiful letters that were sent in from around the world. And, you know, I appreciate it so much. Know that I appreciate you and thank God for you. All right, so here we go. This is from my sister friend. Thank you, Artina Moore. She was a guest on the show. She's actually on the background there on one of the guests from the show. And she decided to write in, and she said, "Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with B. Wright Jones has been an inspiration and blessing to me over the years. I have listened to many guests who have shared their stories, and it has not only encouraged me on my journey, but has also inspired me to be more open and transparent to share my story to bless others." Thank you, Belinda, for doing what you do. You are a blessing. Happy anniversary, and wishing you many, many more. Artina Moore. Artina, thank you. Bless you. You are such a blessing to this world. Continue to be a bright light. But thank you for encouraging me on today. I appreciate you. Guys, you can always get connected with Artina. Again, she has been a past guest on my show. You can look that up, Artina Moore. She is also the author of three amazing journals. I know it's Gossip with God. I'm trying to think. I'm sorry, it goes away from me now, but she has some amazing journals that are out. Get connected with her and, you know, be encouraged, be inspired by her message and what she's doing to be a bright light in the world. Thanks again, Artina. And I have a email here from Millie. Millie says that I absolutely love this podcast. Please continue doing the great work that you do. Wow. Thank you, Millie. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing and for sending that in. Thank you. Please continue to listen and check us out every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, Millie. All right. My next one is coming from Latanya Moore. She's actually their sisters. Latanya and Artina Moore are sisters. Latanya was also a guest on my podcast. Thank you so much, Latanya, for writing in. And she said, good evening. Your podcast has blessed me, in two different ways. I have watched several episodes of your podcast. I've learned a lot through others' experience. It was refreshing to hear of similar situations that others had and how they were able to get through. Second, it gave me such joy to share my story with yourself and the viewers. Also, being available to be a source of support to who needs it. Thank you for the platform to do so. Congratulations to you. I'm praying many, many more years to come. You are truly a blessing. Latanya, thank you so much. I appreciate your kind words. I appreciate you for being a guest on the show. Thank you so much for writing in. Guys, get connected. Latanya is also an author. Latanya Moore, she is the author of Mending Broken Pieces. She has some other books out as well, but this is her latest book, Mending Broken Pieces. She is also, and her sister, they're both on Amazon. You can check them out. Again, that's Mending Broken Pieces. She is a survivor, a stroke survivor. She has been through many trials and tribulations, but she is a light. She is a voice that is encouraging and inspiring others. So Latanya, thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, sis. Thank you. And we have here, JB wrote in and said, your podcast is such a blessing, loving your energy and the encouraging messages each week that bring about hope. Well, JB, thank you for that. I appreciate you. I appreciate your words that encourage me. And I thank you for tuning in every week. So be a blessing. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a blessing. All right. I have here, I don't want to forget, I try to every week give out shout outs to particular areas that I know are faithfully listening in. And I just want to mention just a few. And that's Montana. Thank you for tuning in. New York, Louisiana, Texas, Massachusetts, Grenada is like always on the map, tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Pennsylvania, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. I appreciate those that tune in. This is just some of the different areas, not all of them, but you know, to everyone that listens in and tune in, thank you. Thank you. So I have a message here, an email from Amy. Amy says, keep up the great work. Loving your podcast and the messages that are shared. Amy, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Bless you. Thank you. And I'm going to read one more And this is from Pastor Lydia Ford. I want to thank you for writing in. I appreciate you. She wrote in. She has been a past guest on the show. She's right behind me with the beautiful smile and the glasses. So Pastor Lydia Ford, thank you for being a past guest on the show. You can connect with her on Facebook. She has a group, Early Morning Tea, where you can connect with her, where she shares uplifting messages to encourage you and to be a blessing. So Pastor Lydia Ford, again, is on Facebook. And again, she has a group called Early Morning Tea. And she wrote in to say, my dear friend, Coach B, congratulations on celebrating 3 years for your podcast, Get Unstuck and Sexy. You have made a tremendous impact on women in particular all over the world. As a beginner podcast host, I wish to thank you for being a great example of risk-taking, courage, resilience, and perseverance. I know that last year, yes, I had to take a break due to illness. Things may have slowed me down a little, but it did not keep me down. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. No, it did not keep me down. I praise God for your recovery and the freshness and new renewal of life and your determination to keep on doing what you are gifted and called to do. Your guests are always prepared and full of vigor and information to give out to people like me. Thank you for doing everything related to your podcast with excellence. Just know I will be tapping in to your expertise and would love to have you as a guest on my podcast. Blessings, Pastor Lydia Ford. Thank you, Pastor Ford. I appreciate you. You are such a beautiful spirit. I appreciate you taking the time to write in. Guys, get connected with her. She is a blessing. And I just appreciate you taking that time to encourage me and to let me know that this podcast has been a blessing. So thank you. So now I'm just really excited to share a few clips with you. But I do want to say, you know, it's amazing in how you look back over your life. Because when I first started, you know, I didn't have a mentor, a coach, anyone. I didn't know anything about podcasts, but I felt in my spirit that God was saying, do it. And I just ordered me a microphone off of Amazon, and I just did my thing, recorded off of Zoom, and just did what I believe God called me to do. I didn't think anyone would tune in. I didn't think anyone would be interested in listening, but I'm telling you, God has really blessed this podcast, blessed this, I'm going to say ministry. It is a ministry. And I'm so grateful that it's touching lives around the world. So I want to ask before, you know, we go into the clips of the most viewed and most downloaded podcast, I just want you to just keep us lifted in your prayers. Just thank you from around the world for listening and tuning in. It means the world to me. I know I've said this, you know, over and over, but I have to let you know my heart. And it means the world to me. So God bless you. God bless you. Be encouraged by these next clips. And remember, again, we'll be off for the month of April. But please continue to tune in and to watch the replays of these amazing messages. So thank you again. I'm Coach B. Love you all. And as I always say, keep looking up. All right, guys. Be blessed. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show may not be those of the host or management. Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is being brought to you by Keep Looking Up with B. Wright Jones, LLC.
Welcome to Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with your host, B. Wright Jones. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. This podcast show will bring you encouragement, inspiration, and hope. Know that it's time to walk in your purpose with clarity, confidence, and power.
At where I was spending my energy.
Yeah.
And it came back to the same thing of I was trying to do something and be somebody that I wasn't. And it was exhausting.
Yeah.
It's so exhausting to try to be somebody that you are not.
Yes.
And that's when I decided to make the shift.
Yes.
And I shifted into coaching women on just life in general and how to be more confident in themselves. And what I learned through that shift was most of my clients were business owners. And then most of my clients were asking me about, well, how do I show up and be confident online? Yeah. And so those kind of shifts all brought me to where I am today, to coaching women, how just to be yourself, to be authentic and be unapologetic about it. Like, you That's do not right. have to say sorry for your faith, for your beliefs, or anything like that. That's you right. just be you, and you will attract the right people who are meant to be in your life.
I love that. That's right. Unapologetic about it. Be you, your true, amazing self. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I want to touch on this too for our listeners and our viewers. Is there ever a moment where sometimes when, you know, when we want to be authentic, we want people to understand us, we want people to come into our lives and give them a glimpse of who we really are. But is there sometimes where it may be too much? And when I say that, where are the limits? Are there limits in what we share on social media? And how do we balance that? Them, because that's what it's about. It's not just about us going through stuff and we keeping it a secret because of shame or guilt or anything, but it's about us helping to lift others up. So I love that that's your mission, that that's what you're doing. So girl, get into it. Tell us more about your journals and more about your mission and what you've been doing and what you're going to continue to do. Please share.
So, you know, the journey never ends. As long as we're here, we're going to be jumping hurdles. We're going to have challenges. So, of course, you know, you overcome one, then you're going to face another. You know, it's a part of the living process, I'm sure you're aware. And so as life went on, you know, the next journal was Gossip with God.
What is so Gossiping with God?
Gossip with God was the next, was my second journal. And that came at a time when I felt alone. And I was going through a period where it's like, I'm on the phone with my girlfriends, I'm talking to the coworkers, and it's like one day, and these are honest to God stories. One morning I heard God say, gossip with God. And I heard it and I'm thinking like,
wow,
it's for me. So I pulled my notepad up in my phone and I started just talking about whatever was happening. And the journal idea came to me that way. So what happens in that journal, it provides a motivational quote each day. It gives you a space to gossip with God about whatever you want to talk about. Because we talk about it, right?
I love that.
A space to write out your prayer.
Day, it takes a while to come off a ventilator. I came off that thing the next day.
Praise God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow. Look at God.
My mom was a powerful woman of God. And so I came off that, and then, you know, I had to go stay with her when I came out to hospital because she, you know, was just that way. My everything. So I was, you know, just thankful and grateful to have her as long as I did.
Yeah.
And so then that was 2014 that happened, and I got myself back together. And since that timing, I was preparing to write this book.
Wow.
But when I had that asthmatic attack and I stopped breathing, I incurred all these other issues, such as fibromyalgia, nerve pain, joint pain. And so it hindered me from doing it, you know, because I was trying to get myself back on track, back to 100%. And then, you know, having man of the world deem me as disabled.
Yeah,
and I can't work and I can't this and I can't that.
Right.
Is what I was getting. And so when I got myself back together and it was still, it's still a challenge. It's, you know, but I stand in a better stature today than then. So I got better and better. But still wasn't able to do certain things that I used to do. So, but that was okay because I still had my faith in him. I still had a relationship with him, and I was still, you know, I had a good support system with my family.
Amen. And that's so important. Yeah. Praise God.
And that was just, you know, it was just, what I needed.
Yeah.
And,
what, look, I'm telling you, I think God gave me that man to show me the real meaning of that passage in Ephesians where he said, and husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. My husband has completely given himself up for me. He has forgiven me day after day after day after day. He's had faith in me. He's had faith in God for me. He's prayed for me when I can't pray for myself. Wow. He's, I mean, you know, he has shown me the real love of Christ that I'm sorry, I sure didn't intend to, and I sure feel ashamed of it, but I've walked really bad on that man. And I can use my addiction, I can use my mental problems as an excuse, whatever, but I own up to it. I really did bad to that man at times, and I, like I said, I feel horrible. But God has blessed me with someone who stood by me and said, you know what? This ain't her, because my husband can see things differently. He says, that ain't her. That's not the woman I married. That's she's a child of God. That ain't the woman I married. The devil's got a hold of her. Like you said, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have life and have it more abundantly. And my husband was not going to stand by and let no devil take his wife and thus take the mama to his babies and destroy a family of 9 people. He wasn't going to have it. And he's the head of my household. And he stood in the gap for me. For these last, you know, all these years, like I said, there was times that I do good and I'll rub his feet and I'll bring him dinner and make his lunches and I'm sober and as a judge and do real good and walk with God. But there's times I've tripped and fell for whatever reason or another. Mm-hmm. And my husband has stood by me. And that's a blessing from God.
I didn't even want to be around him, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought, okay.
Yeah.
And it was more of God speaking to me and saying, are you going to trust me?
Amen.
But honestly, Coach B, that trust was broken too, because I was so angry.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That is something. And I felt myself getting emotional while you were talking. Oh, wow. Cause I, you know, it's like I could feel your pain, but you know, I have to ask, was your husband able to ever pinpoint like why this cycle started or how it started? Did you ever have that conversation?
We did. We, you know, as working with anyone who's, you know, struggling with an addiction, as I've learned since in this process, you have to drill down. And, you know, we did that with a counselor. It turns out my husband was exposed to pornography at the age of 5.
Wow.
And very innocently, you know, it was through a Playboy magazine.
Wow.
Very innocently, but for some reason, it captured him. Yeah. It got a hook in him.
Isn't and that something?
As he looked back through his life, he said he didn't go looking for it. But he was walking to the school bus one day.
Yeah.
And looks down and there's a piece of paper on the ground and it's pornography.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
He was in a car driving down the road. They stopped at a stoplight. He looks over and there's a magazine open to a centerfold.
Snares of the enemy.
Enemy.
Yep.
This, I believe, was a direct attack on him.
Yep.
And
instead of keeping our focus on God, remembering that we are here for a purpose, and everybody is not our assignment. Mm-mm. So that's big. Yes. So that's big. So now let's get right into this about purpose. How do you actually live with purpose? How do you do that?
Yeah. I think it's a question that a lot of people ask themselves. What is my purpose? I've asked it plenty of times. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? And I was overcomplicating it because I was, you know, thinking it was this big thing. We all think that purpose is saving the world and that we have to be doing something that is like extravagant, where our face is plateaued on billboards or something like that. Yeah. And it's really just, what are the things that God has instilled in you? What are the gifts and the passions that God has instilled in you that are easygoing, that are peaceful, that don't have any pushback? Of course, we're going to have obstacles and things like that. Right. And for me, the one thing that I was most fearful of was becoming a mom. And the one thing that pushed me towards my purpose was becoming a mom. And I think sometimes we think that it's this big title, but motherhood was really my purpose because it taught me, one, so many lessons within myself. It taught me how to be strong. It taught me how to be fearless. It taught me how to not people please, because the one thing we don't care about, we don't care when we talk to people, is our kids. We are going to come up in our kids. And so from there, it became a podcast. And from there, it became this bigger platform where I was reaching women to share my story transparently and vulnerably, where I thought I was just, you know, showing up as me and kind of like venting and doing things. And God was like, no, I'm using your story. I'm using the dark spaces of your story. I'm using the places where you thought you was underqualified. I'm using the places where you thought you weren't worthy.
And this is now a time of call to salvation. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you at this time to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask that you come into my heart and save me. I confess that you are Lord, and I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I accept you now. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Continue to build your relationship with the Lord in prayer and in reading His Word. Trust and believe that God has a beautiful purpose and plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Be blessed and know that heaven is cheering for you, as well as myself. God bless you and keep looking up. If this podcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to sow a seed into this podcast, you can do so with Cash App at $KeepLookingUp7, the number 7, and PayPal, msladyb2020@comcast.net. God bless you.